Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful Silsila Madani Qaida. And as you know, this Silsila is designed so that we can reform and rectify our pronunciations of the Arabic language. But more than this, the main maqsad, the purpose of the Silsila is so that we can recite the glorious Quran correctly. In our very first episode, we had mentioned the necessity for this. Because in Salah, we are reciting the Quran, Suratul Fatiha, and other surahs as well. And Tilawat or Qira'ah, that is the recitation of the Quran, in Salah is one of the fard acts also. So if this is not correct, then the fard will not be fulfilled. This will affect the validity of our Salah. And so many other issues are there. Meanings can change if we recite the incorrect letter, we mix up letters with one another, what we call qareeb al-sawt. You remember that term? You can find that in your Madani Qaidas as well. So I hope your Madani Qaidas are out, whether you have a hard copy or soft copy in your devices, or you can follow on screen as well. You can download Madani Qaida and many other books and booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, from DawoodIslami.net. And this is a free download, so don't delay. Download, read, share with others, inshallah, azza wa jal. It will be beneficial. Before we start today's lesson, please make good intentions. As our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make as many good intentions today. In fact, make good intentions right now that I'm participating in the silsila. I am listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what I learn, I will try to practice and teach others. Practice is necessary. When the silsila is over, this episode, this lesson is over, take out some time from our busy schedules and go over this lesson. It will be beneficial for you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for reciting Durood-e Pak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a summary of hadith with the reference of the famous book Al-Qawlul Badi' that the person who recites Durood or salat or salutations upon me 50 times, I will shake hands with that person on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, please open to page 12 or you can follow on screen as well. And this is lesson number 7, the letters of Madda. Now, just a brief explanation of what we are talking about. The sign that you see in your Madani Qaidas or on screen, that sign is called a jazm, right? And the letter which has a jazm is called a sakin or stationary. The letter which has a jazm is called a sakin. And the sakin letter, right, follow me now. The sakin letter is read along with the mutaharrik letter which is before it. What are the harakat? Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. Also called double reserved pesh, right? Now the letter which has any of these harakat is called mutaharrik. These terms, write them down if you have to, but they are in your Madani Qaidas at the back of the book as well. Questions and answers are found there. So But if you write it down, it's up to you. So the ساكن letter is read with the متحرك, that is the letter which has the حركة before it. Now there are three letters when it comes to مدة, and they are ألف, واو, and يا. When there is a زبر or a فتحة before an ألف, it becomes ألف مدة. If you can see the example in your مدني قايداس or on screen as well, با ألف فتحة با. So we are pulling a little bit, right? When there is a زبر or فتحة before an ألف, this is called an ألف مدة. When there's a pesh or ضمّة before a واو ساكن, it becomes واو مدة. And when there is a زير or a كسرة before a يا ساكن, this becomes a يا مدة. You can see the examples in your مدني قايداس or on screen. When we have با ألف فتحة با, when we have با واو ضمّة بو, and با يا كسرة بي, right? So the letters of madda, we are pulling the sound or elongating and stretching the sound up to one alif, right? Not more than this, not less than this. The sound will be pulled according to one alif, right? And this lesson, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to spell it out as I just did now. Ba, alif, fatha, ba. So each block or each example, we are going to spell them out, inshallah, and then we are going to say the entire word. So please do follow, do repeat, and with good intentions, in your spare time, revise this lesson, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ba alif fatha ba. Alright, now keep the makhraj of each letter in mind. Makhraj, do you remember where the sound emanates from, the origin of the sound, right? Now here, ba, alif, fatha, ba. We are not pulling too much, nor are we pulling too little. According to the extent or the or equivalent to one alif, ba. Alright? Keep this in mind, nor are we jerking the sound. We are not saying ba. We are not saying ba or ba, but in the normal manner, according to the madda, because here alif madda is taking place, so we will say it as ba, ba, waw, dhamma, bu, ba, ya, kasra, bi, ba, bu, B, ba, bu, b, ta, alif, fatha, ta, ta, waw, dhamma, tu, ta, ya, kasra, ti, ta, tu, ti, ta, tu, ti. Sa, alif, fatha, sa, sa, waw, dhamma, thu, sa, ya, kasra, si, sa, thu, si, sa, thu, si. Alright, so this is very simple actually. If you only follow the rules of the tajweed, the makharij, if you follow these things, we don't have to put any stress on our sound, our mouth, our tongues. But in the normal manner, what we call ma'roof, in the normal common manner, we must pronounce these letters. Also keep the huruf musta'aliyah in mind. Do you remember? In the previous episode, we emphasized on this. Huruf musta'aliyah are those seven letters. You will find them on page 1, lesson number 1, Madani point number 2. The seven letters are there. And those letters, whenever you find them, whenever you see them, must always be pronounced with a thicker sound, a thicker tone, inshallah, azza wa jal. جيم ألف فتحة جا جيم واو ضمة جو جيم يا كسرة جي جا جو جي جا جو جي ح ألف فتحة ح ح واو ضمة حو ح يا كسرة حي ح حو حي ح حو حي. Again, always keep the makhraj of each letter in mind. Do you remember the makhraj of ha? This is from the center of the throat. Therefore, we should not say ha. Ha will be confusing it with the other letter. And therefore, if we are reading Quran and we are mixing the letters up, we can change the meaning. So this can be very dangerous. May Allah protect us against that. Kha, alif, fatha, kha, kha, waw, dhamma, khu. Kha, ya, kasra, khi. Kha, khu, khi. Kha, khu, khi. I had just mentioned the seven huruf musta'aliyah letters, and one of them is this letter, kha. So as you can see and as you can hear, we are not saying kha. Kha is incorrect because it's huruf musta'aliyah with a thicker sound, a thicker tone in a full mouth. We must pronounce as kha, not kha, but kha. Dal, alif, fatha, da. Dal, waw, dhamma, du. Dal, ya, kasra, di. Da, du, di. Da, du, di. Remember, dal has a hard sound. Dhal, alif, fatha, dha. Dhal, waw, dhamma, dhu. Dhal, ya, kasra, dhi. Dha, dhu, dhi. Keep the makhraj in mind, so that we don't confuse this letter dhal with za or dha. Dha, dhu, dhi. Ra, alif, fatha, ra. Ra, waw, dhamma, ru. Ra, ya, kasra, ri. Ra, ru, ri. The letter ra, also keep this in mind. And we keep repeating this because repetition is part of learning. Keep repeating, keep revising until you memorize it, until you know these things properly and completely, so that you can correctly pronounce these Arabic letters, especially when reciting the glorious Quran. So ra, we had mentioned time and time again before that ra, when you see a fatha or fathatain, which is two fathas, or if you see a dhamma or dhammatain, that is two dhammas, then a full sound must be made. When the ra has a kasra, then a flatter and thinner sound must be made. Also, do not stretch the sound of the ra and say ra, ru, ri. This is also incorrect. In the ma'roof, common and normal manner, we must pronounce. Ra, ru, ri. Za, alif, fatha, za. Za, waw, ضم زو زا يا كسر زي زا زو زي. Here as well, don't prolong or stitch the sound of the z and say z, z, z. This won't be correct in the normal manner. Z, z, z. Seen alif fatha sa. Seen waw dhamma su. Seen ya kasra si. Sa su si. Seen also has a hard sound, but again, don't jerk the sound when you're pronouncing these letters. Don't pull too little nor too much. Do not say sa or sa or sa according to the length of one alif. This is how much you must pull these maddas. Sa, su, si. Sheen, alif, fatha, sha. Sheen, waw, dhamma, shu. Sheen, ya, kasra, shi. Sha, shu, shi. Here also many people make the mistake by stretching the sound of the sheen and saying sha, shu, shi. This should not be the case because this will be incorrect. In the normal manner, we should recite sha, shu, shi. Sod, alif, fatha, so. Sod. Waw dhamma su. Sod ya kasra si. So su si. So su si. Bod alif fatha dha. Bod, waw, dhamma, bu. Bod, ya, kasra, di. Bo, bu, di. Bo, bu, di. Sod and bod a part of the hurufi musta'aliyah, and therefore a full mouth must be made when we are pronouncing these letters. The next two letters also, pa and va, are also part of the hurufi musta'aliyah. Pa, alif, fatha, pa. Pa, waw, dhamma, pu. Pa, ya kasra qi. Pa pu qi. Pa pu qi. Dha alif fatha dha. Dha waw dhamma dhu. Dha ya kasra dhi. Dha, dhu, dhi. Dha, dhu, dhi. Ayn, alif, fatha, a. Ayn, waw, dhamma, u. Ayn, ya. Kasra, i, a, u, i, a, u, i. Keep in mind the makhraj of this letter, ayn, which must come from the center of the throat. A little practice A little effort is needed for us to correctly pronounce these letters such as Ayn. Ghain, Alif, Fatha, Gha. Ghain, Waw, Dhamma, Ghu. Ghain, Ya, Kasra, Ghi. Gha, Ghu, Ghi. Gha, Ghu, Ghi. Fa, Alif, Fatha, Fa. Fa, Waw, Dhamma, Fu. Fa, Ya, Kasra, Fi. Fa, Fu, Fi. Here as well, keep the makhraj in mind of this letter. Don't stretch the sound of the letter and say Fa, Fu, Fi. This will be incorrect. But in the normal manner, Fa, Fu, Fi. Qaf, Alif, Fatha, Qa. Qaf, Waw, Dhamma, Qu. Qaf, Ya, Kasra, Qi. Qa, Qu, Qi. Well, keep in mind the makhraj of this letter as well. Can you see the shapes? How the shapes are changing. Alright? And keep in mind that Qaf is part of Huruf Musta'adiyah. A thicker sound must be made. A full mouth must be made as well. And a harder sound. Qa, Qu, Qi. Kaf, Alif, Fatha, Ka. Kaf, Waw, Dhamma, Ku. Kaf, Ya, Kasra, Ki. Ka, Ku, Ki. Can you see the difference between this letter Kaf and the previous one Qaf? Qaf has a harder sound. Kaf has a more gentle and a thinner sound, a flatter sound. So keep these differences in mind. Because Kaf and Qaf, they are qareeb al-sawt, which means that they sound similar, yet they are different. Ka, Ku, Ki. Lam, Alif, Fatha, La. Lam, Waw, Dhamma, Lu. Lam, Ya, Kasra, Li. La, Lu, Li. La, Lu, Li. Meem, Alif, Fatha, Ma. Meem, Waw, Dhamma, Mu. Meem, Ya, Kasra, Mi. Ma, Mu, Mi. Do you remember the makhraj of the letter Meem? That's right. From the dry part of both lips and not the wet part. If we pronounce the wet part, we are actually changing the makhraj into the makhraj of Ba. Because Ba, we use the wet part of the lips to pronounce, and Meem, we use the dry part. So keep this in mind. When we are pronouncing here the words, then don't jerk the sound. Ma, Mu, Mi. This will be incorrect. No, don't pull too little or too less. Ma, Mu, Mi. This is also incorrect because this chapter or this lesson is to do with Madda. Ma, Mu, Mi, So according to one alif, the duration of one alif, we must pull that letter or the sound. Ma, mu, mi. Noon, alif, fatha, na. Noon, waw, dhamma, nu. Noon, ya, kasra, mi. Na, nu, mi. Na, nu, mi. Waw, alif, fatha, wa. Waw, waw, dhamma, wu. Waw, ya, kasra, wi. Wa, wu, wi. Wa, wu, wi. Remember this letter waw is pronounced by rounding the lips. Ha, alif, fatha, ha. Ha, waw, dhamma, hu. Ha, ya, kasra, hi. Ha, hu, hi. Ha, hu, hi. Alright, here we have an alif which has a vertical fatha. So inshallah Zubajal, in our next EP, our next episode, our next lesson, we will discuss the vertical harakat. We haven't touched on it as yet, but the sign you see there in your Madani Qaidas, or you can see on screen as well, that vertical sign, that line, is actually a vertical fatha. And this takes, it's in more or less the same ruling as the madda, which means we will stretch the sound according to the duration of one alif, right? So this is how we will pronounce this letter. A, a, hamza, waw, dhamma, u, hamza, ya, kasra, e. A, u, e. Okay, here as well, try not to jerk the sound and say a, u, e. No, should be elongate to pull the sound too little bit and say a, u, e. So this will also be incorrect. Rather, in the normal manner, a, u, e. Ya, alif, fatha, ya. Ya, waw, dhamma, yu. Ya, ya, kasra, yi. Ya, yu, yi. Ya, yu, yi. Alright dear viewers, and this is of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have completed lesson number 7, and this was to do with the madda. The madda, alif madda, waw madda, and ya madda. Remember the madda, when we see the madda, in whether it's the Quran or out of the Quran, then we should pull the sound according to the duration of one alif, alright? Please do revise. This is our Madani request to you, the dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that if you want to get these pronunciations accurate, then revision is necessary, whether you are doing it individually on your own. Practice in front of a mirror and see how the shape of your mouth, how it is going. Because remember, each letter, the letters have different makharij, different places where the sound emanates or should emanate from. And look at the letters, how the shapes are changing. The pronunciations will be the same. if you can revise with a family member or a friend as well, then inshallah with good intentions you will be able to rectify these pronunciations inshallah. Furthermore, associate yourselves with this beautiful movement of Dawood Islami. Dawood Islami is an international movement to promote the Quran and Sunnah, and is actively working across the globe in more than 100 departments. Madrasatul Madina is one of those departments. Madrasatul Madina is the madrasa for children, for grown-ups, for Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters separately. If there's no Madrasatul Madina near you, you can log on via the website dawoodislami.net. Madrasatul Madina online is available as well for your convenience. And so many other Madani activities are available only to reform ourselves. Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Tambar Khatum Al-Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawood Islami, has created these facilities to make it easy for the Muslims in this day and age to practice Islam. He has made it simple and a platform where we can get training and tarbiyah, that we can train ourselves and become good, upright, practicing Muslims. So therefore, join this beautiful Madani movement. You don't have nothing to lose and too much to gain. Once you're in it, you will understand and realize, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Please do join us next time on this beautiful silsila, Madani Faida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya